God's eyes in my headlights.
Hold on, I'll be right there. I'm just checking something. I was just looking at some great footage of armed wild turkeys running into Syria. It was a little meme I saw, or GIF, whatever they call those things. Anyhow, this is what happens. Democracy doesn't die in darkness. Democracy dies in ignorance. When we allow ABC News to peddle footage, fake footage, and say this is the slaughter of the Kurds in Syria, and we find out it's from a, you know, an exhibition in Kentucky. I mean, how shameful is that? I worked for NBC News for a number of years. That would never happen. I can't even fathom how that could even occur. Well, you go to the archive, hey, get me some flaming, blowing up stuff pictures, and we'll just throw it in. It doesn't matter. Whatever, just file footage of anything blowing up. Really, that doesn't happen, ABC. It doesn't happen at all, I can tell you that. All right, so Dirty Harry Reid, remember him, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, back in the news today. The master of dirty pool in the swamp, Harry Reid, the one that pulled the nuclear option, changed the rules, ran roughshod over the Republicans, said that Mitt Romney never paid taxes, blatant lie, never got challenged, of course, by ABC News or the New York Times or anybody else. Back in the news because he says you need to be careful. You need to be careful, Democrats. Do not underestimate Donald Trump. He's a lot smarter than you think he is, and a lot better at this than you think he is. And you should hear this because Harry Reid, who retired a couple of years ago, now gets it. It's bite number one from Harry Reid. Bite one. Go.
I used to think that Donald Trump was not too smart. I certainly don't believe that anymore. I don't think he's intellectually a powerhouse, but he is basically a very, very smart man. He, no matter what the subject, any argument he involves himself in, it's on his terms. You're always arguing against him. He never is willing to debate an issue on terms that aren't his.
So how do you deal with that? If you're a candidate, for example, running against him, how would you advise they deal with that?
Well, what I say initially, and I say it right here on your show, anyone that thinks Trump's going to be beaten easily should have another think coming.
There you have it, another thing coming. If you think he's going to be beaten easily, you're wrong. I guess Harry Reid doesn't believe the polls. Ha! Can you imagine? I don't believe the polls either, for the record. I can tell you that. Let's focus on Syria for a moment, because this could have an impact on the election, I suppose. Now, remember the president campaigned on getting out of Syria, getting out of these endless wars. And now, of course, there are a lot of folks, Republicans and Democrats, very angry that the president decided to pull troops, about 50 troops, by the way, out of northeast Syria. It had been seen as a line of defense that protected the Kurds from an incursion from Turkey. Well, apparently Turkey was going to come in, and we didn't have the resources to stop it. Remember, we have military bases, important bases in Turkey with nuclear weapons, by the way, in Turkey. We do. We have nuclear weapons, at least 50 of them, in Turkey, ready to go at any moment. And so you've got a very difficult situation. You've got the Kurds, who are allies of ours. You've got the Turks, who are allies of ours and a member of NATO. You've got the Turks doing business with Russia. Now you have the Kurds doing business with Assad and Russia. It's a mess. It's a mess. And so I ask you again, why is it that all of these people are suddenly on one side of the story, the pro-war establishment going crazy? I want to share with you some of this. The left and the media zombies support war. They never support war. When Donald Trump says he's against having more American wars, suddenly they're all for war. It's bite number two with delusional Chuck Todd. He needs more medication. Bite number two. Go.
One of the things about the Arab militias that Turkey is using that your reporter reported upon, it's interesting that some of them are from the Free Syrian Army, which was our ally for 7 years, which just shows how messy this is. Turkey's an ally. The Free Syrian Army was an ally for 7 years. And the Kurds have been allies in Syria. So it's a very complicated, messy situation. But I think a lot of people are not acknowledging that Turkey was coming in one way or another, and 50 soldiers would simply be in the way and be a tripwire to a much worse outcome. And so I think the president was right in moving 50 soldiers out of the way of an onslaught of tens of thousands of Turkish
troops. Why are you so convinced of that? It seems as if it and I'm not going to get to whether it was exactly 50 and all of that, but it does seem as if our soldiers being there was serving as a deterrent to Erdogan for a period of time.
They were until they weren't. I mean, they were until the Turks decided they were coming. The Turks gave us forewarning they were coming.
Yeah, they were coming. And that's not to say we couldn't do something about it. The president now stepping up and saying sanctions are coming against the Turks because they've gone too far. They've gone far too far. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper pointing out the same, that we had a challenge here that was different. Real quickly, to bite number three from the Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Bite three, go.
We didn't sign up to fight Turkey, a longstanding NATO ally, on behalf of the SDF. Again, this is a terrible situation. That's why in the little over 2 months that I've been on the job, this has probably been the number one issue that I've dealt with week after week with our Turkish counterparts. We've done everything we can to dissuade them from doing this. We thought we were making very good progress on the so-called safety zone in northern Syria, a way to keep the forces separated and to ensure we can keep both these good partners at odds ends. But as you know, Chris, this conflict has its roots that goes back 200 years. And in fact, in the last few years, since we began this relationship with the Kurds to take on ISIS, the Turks protested it from the beginning. This is now their third incursion into Syria in the last few years to do this.
All right, there you have it. So a lot in the mix. It's not as simple as you might think. All right, deep breath, quick break, and then maybe a check on sports, Monday Night Football included. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Continuing on our audio tour of Pioneer product development, today I'm at the Napoleon Soybean Research Center in Northwest Ohio. There are four large structures, and of course, the field around it. I'm in the field now, under an umbrella. I don't mind getting wet, but we've got recording equipment to worry about. Weather, soil conditions, diseases, pests, every location is different. Which is exactly why Pioneer built this center and almost 50 like it all over the country. In fact, Pioneer has the most extensive soybean breeding and testing program in the industry. This allows Pioneer to develop varieties for just about every local condition. The Soybean Research Center in Napoleon. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.